What's going on, folks? This is Happy, and you're on with One Down, Five Up.
One Down, Five Up. Welcome, everybody. Five Up.
How's everyone doing today?
Boogie.
Hey, yeah, we finally let Happy do an intro.
I know. I didn't know what to do, actually. I didn't get cut off. I forgot, actually, how to do the intro because I never actually gotten to do the intro yet. Yeah. But welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Boog.
Yes.
You're at your... You're in your birth store right now.
Yep, this is where what they would say cut my teeth.
This is what cut your teeth, huh? Yeah. I mean, you getting that nostalgic feel right now?
Yeah, man, I feel like I'm home. Like,
this is where it started.
Yeah, like the prodigal son has returned. Yeah.
It felt weird for me walking in the store.
It didn't for me. I felt like I was home.
It felt weird. It's just been 2 years since we were at Baker American Cycles here. I mean,
nope.
Definitely different feel, definitely different people. Definitely
I mean, it feels pretty good for me, but that's just because I drove 15 minutes to get here versus 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah. It was fine. I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just welcome home.
Welcome home.
So, one thing that Baker American Cycles has managed to do here versus what we have is they've been able to maintain a decent Harley relationship with their local Harley dealer.
Yep, the local Harley dealer here. They can buy parts from. They get along fairly well, considering
they actually get a discount plus tax.
It's competition, but it's friendly competition.
Friendly competition.
Yep.
So, which brings me into our episode. What have we done?
I presume we've done something horribly wrong, and we've I've never been treated like this in my life.
I mean, have you seen this in the car business where it's like you are like completely spited, like completely like shunned for just being
won't even tell you anything.
Just for breathing.
So to give context, we should kind of say what happened in the last little bit.
Okay, so what has happened is if anyone has followed any of our things, we've talked about the Happy Kyle Productions.
Correct. Right?
And if anyone follows our videos at Battleship Cycles Marine,
they know that we bash, or not really bash,
no,
but
we
just
don't bash.
Just joke around about Harley every now and then.
And we've never mentioned their name. I'm not going to mention their name now. But it's something that is just kind of funny because of all the videos that we've done about Harley, Kyle.
Yeah, we've done a couple that's like, you know, we did one where we were like, we want something American made, and then we popped a Harley in, and then I can't remember who it was.
No, it was Ace. It was Chris. It was Chris. I said, I want something American.
Yeah, yeah.
And just nothing.
Small little stuff. Small little
digs here and there, but just something funny, okay?
Yeah.
Nothing there. We did the one with about the services. You were like, hold on, take my money. The first time you threw money in my face.
Because the Harley services are a lot more expensive.
A lot more expensive.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Versus ours, and they didn't get pissed off about that one.
But now, the most recent one.
Which was?
You were homeless,
mm-hmm.
technically.
No, I wasn't homeless. I just wanted a Harley. I think, and the thing is that one, people have commented about that. The customers have come in and said, I love that video. Like, you thought
something real simple. It was funny. At the very beginning of the video, we got Happy sitting there. He looks homeless. You know, we try to make him look homeless, and we got him on the curb. I walk up. All you really see is my feet, but I walk up, and I dropped you like $10 or whatever it was.
Can you actually play the video right now for people to see?
I mean, they can look it up, but I can't play it at the specific moment because I don't have a way to
put it over. But you can post it over.
We could put it on our Instagram.
Okay.
I could definitely do that in the future, is post it on the YouTube thing as it goes.
Basically, you dropped $10 at my feet.
Yeah.
And walk off, and I was like, what the heck, man?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I'm just trying to help you out.
Yep.
And I was just like, I'm not homeless. I just want a Harley.
Yeah, and it's just something really funny and just simple. And then, of course, I sit down next to him. And there's only one part that I could see. And it was you said I just left Harley and they didn't have anything or something like that, which is.
But that's the industry in general, though.
Yeah, nobody
has
anything.
That's not us digging on them. I'll admit that we don't have Indians right now.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, we have a bunch of Harleys.
We do have a bunch of Harleys.
And even at our sister store right now, Baker American Cycles, which we are at right now, we have a bunch of freaking Harleys.
Yeah, we are live from BAC. It's kind of like being at Disney World, you know, when they do like those live episodes at Disney World. That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah, because I mean, there's someone buying an Indian right over there, it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple people looking at Triumphs.
We never do this during business hours, but with them having to travel and everything, we made an exception.
Yep.
So people can kind of hear us live, which is cool.
Yep. It's kind of neat experience. But
for sure.
What else do you think it is, though, Joe?
I mean, personally, what I think it is that we've mastered to do something they haven't been able to do in such a market that has been way. I mean, they've kind of been dormant in a market that has just been. It's been just.
Do you think it's Harley in general then?
I don't want to say the wrong thing and piss make more people mad, but I mean I think it's just, you know, because other Harley stores they're doing great, they're doing fine, and
it could be the fact that they have the name and they think everybody's going to come because
true
of the
and
name.
They have a great product, yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a great location and they have a great market, but we're able to do what they can't.
Yeah,
which is what?
Sell Harleys.
Well,
I was going to say give it customer experience.
That's why they buy is because our experience is a lot better than theirs.
But. And that was one thing I wanted to bring up. I've heard this from different people in Wilmington. I don't go down to Wilmington every day or every weekend. I go down there every now and then, and I hear about the experience. It's not the same as Harley. Harley, you know, is just kind of iffy is what I've heard. So, like, I don't hear that much stories, but you guys being down there, what's your experience with Harley?
I'll let Joe kick it off.
Yeah, so there was basically, when we moved, there was two stories, right? There was one that the Honda Suzuki store in town.
Which is now Pirate Ship.
That is, thank God we bought it because it was, you know, you go in and you're not getting, no one even bats an eye. They don't even look up from their desk to talk to you. And then there's Harley that they can't do business there because it's so bad, you know?
It's a missed market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the constant thing I hear when people come into our store is, I'm done with Harley business. I'm done with Harley dealerships. And it's not the product itself. It's the whole experience of buying a Harley, dealing with it, the expense of a Harley. And there's like, I'm done dealing with Harley. Yep. I don't want to deal with them anymore. Where I'm going, so do you guys work on Harleys? Yeah, we have. I mean, our service tech was their best mechanic, which was kind of funny because I've heard customers joke about that. It's like,
yeah. So, I mean, we've never been in the store. We've never tried to buy from these stores. We just hear what people tell us when they're coming in. And they're not, you know, they're not made up stories. It's stuff we hear. I mean, because we ask, you know, why and why this, so just so we don't make the same mistakes ourselves. Because you can fall in that rut of, you know.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, just, you know, get through the day, that you can fall in the rut and not give someone the best experience. And we want to make sure we don't end up like them.
Yeah, and I've thought about going into Harley, but just the fact that me and Happy come out with these videos every now and then, and they're upset about little punny, jokey videos, you know, like they can come out with their own. That is completely fine. It's friendly competition. It's just fun, and I don't think
it's the competition thing, because...
Do you think they're just
point,
upset?
I don't know, because for years... You didn't have to give the experience because it was either.
It was the only one.
If you're the only American brand in the area,
yeah.
Okay. You don't have to be the best. You just have to be there.
If anything, they're upset that there's any competition at all.
But he's got money.
Yeah.
He has
three and that's stores. Not his only store. Yeah.
He has three stores. He has the money, enough money where he could say, "I don't want your money." I've heard it from them when they are from our tech. He's like. He'll fire customers. Like, nope, don't want your money anymore. Which, trust me, at times I wouldn't mind. But
yeah, and have we said that on the podcast yet about that? You know, with the parts situation that mm-hmm. y'all are going through. I mean, that's insane that they're trying to stop you guys from getting parts and stuff.
I mean, I don't think it's a competition, except for one time, he actually did call up Carson. Did you hear about this?
No.
You remember this conversation, right? He actually called
He's
up.
Staying quiet.
Yes, I do.
He actually called up Carson when we first got. We were probably in business for maybe about 6 months or something like that. And he goes, "You have to raise your prices on your Harleys."
Ooh.
And Carson's like, "Why?" And he goes, "We can't sell them against you guys on your used Harley market." And was just like, "Yeah, it's kind of a weird request, and we're going to sell our product at what we want to sell our product at."
Yeah.
So, and that was the first time that they banned us from the store.
Hmm. Well, I mean, and that's part of the Harley Davidson like thing. Like when you HD Harley Davidson, it stands for $100. Like,
I can't say anything because India is not much better in a lot of ways, shapes, and forms.
Yeah.
Because I mean, parts are expensive.
It's an experience.
It is an experience.
Every Indian dealership that I've gone into has been the nicest thing ever. And I'm not saying every Harley dealership is terrible. The one in town here in Fayetteville is fine. I've been in there a couple times and everything, but they always look at me and they never give me any 2 seconds. But then again, I don't look like a Harley rider, so I can't ask for too much.
You look like a motorcycle and rider in general.
But
maybe
that's
I should lower my voice and talk
that
like Abby.
Harley's going after these people now, you know, with the Live Rider and the whatever.
The Pan America.
Adventure bike. They're going after the people that look like you, Kyle.
And they're finally kind of catching up in a way where they're bringing out something that's interesting to the younger generation.
Yeah, so they should be jumping all over you trying to get you involved to. Yeah.
Do you think Harley's lost its identity?
I think they have an identity with classic motorcycles, and they're not willing to get rid of it and move on. And now it's too late for them. That's kind of how I look at it. Like, I think that Harley is trying to come out with some new things every now and then, but at the same time, like, in some ways it's too late, but then again, they could bounce back. You never know.
So what I believe in is you're good at what you're good at, and you just stay good at what you're good at, right? Mm-hmm. So there's things in the store we try, and when we're not good at it, we're like, hey, we're not good at that. We're never going to try that again because we're not
good
at it.
Me with boats.
Yeah, we're just not good at it.
Me with boats.
Yeah, like, stay away from
like,
the freaking
boats. I'm not allowed to go near the boat people.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, we just know we're going to stay good at what we're good at, and we're not going to try to do anything we're not.
So, with that being said, I mean, I think Harley's kind of lost his identity. They've been scrambling these past few years to try and reinvent themselves. They brought out the LiveWire, sank thousands and thousands, millions of dollars into the LiveWire, and it fell flat, okay?
Mm. It did. I mean, the expense, I think, is what made the LiveWire not work. Because, we're going to talk about it on one of the future episodes about electric motorcycles, and I really think it's the new wave. But the total... you know, expense of owning a live wire, the charging, everything you have to have. I think that was just a big turnoff to customers.
Okay. I think it's weird that the Pan America, I mean, when you think adventure bike, you're not thinking Harley Davidson. I heard it's an amazing motor.
Yeah, I heard it's great. Great bike. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are they out yet, technically?
Are they out.
Customers have them?
Mm-hmm. When Harley's even fallen out of the flat track racing, right?
Oh, well, my gosh.
Yeah,
they didn't just fall out of flat track racing. They got their...
And see, I don't follow all that, so I'm not going to act like I know everything by any means. But at the same time, when I hear about it, I'm just like, okay, you know. Like,
so Indian swept the podium for first 4 years of the flat track racing scene. Okay, uh-huh. Meaning the Indian, the hooligan riders, they actually swept the podium. And then this year, the top two were Indian riders, but all top three bikes were Indian riders. Ooh. And after year three, Harley didn't. There was more Indians by independents in the flat track racing scene than
because
any
they wanted
other brand.
To keep up. Yeah,
they wanted to keep up mm-hmm. more than any other brand. Harley had just Harley in there. Well, just their riders, and they weren't even placed at all. To the point where they like altered the rules of some sort to say like, all right, if you're a non-sponsored rider, you can't race here against me type thing. So
oh my goodness.
To water down so that way it couldn't be any non-Indians. It could only be like sponsored riders in their class.
So that way it would be more...
either Yamaha, Indian, or Harley. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this past year, they had no sponsorship at all in the flat track racing scene this fifth year.
Because... oh.
Which
yeah,
is
the, yeah, and that's the kind of stuff I've heard is the sponsorship thing. I didn't really realize all that went behind it, but... when you fall flat out of something that you've, you know, the
Harley number one all stems from the heritage of the flat track racing. Mm-hmm. So that's where they were in back in the 20s. They were like number one. They're number one. Okay. That's when flat track was at its finest between mm-hmm. Indy and Harley. And that was the whole thing that Indy was premising off of. It was like, hey, look, we're bringing back the heritage, but we're going to stomp your ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where Joe was saying, you stick to what you are good at. And if they were good at it, they should have stuck with it and kept pushing it. And instead, they fall. They put up the white flag. They were done.
So we'll see, because now they're kind of going into the reinventing the Bagger Race League. Well, they invented the Bagger Race League. So you got Tyler O'Hara and Kyle Wyman, who are now 2-2 against each other, right?
Okay.
And they've opened up more classes. So now the new Pan American engine, the 1250 engine, the Sportster engine, they just happened in the Bagger Race League. They've opened up two new classes, the Scouts versus Sporties, the new Sportster. And then basically FTR against the Pan America.
Okay.
Okay. But even then, the Chief, in its opening race of the Bagger Race League, it stomped their Softail by 15 seconds.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's not even close.
So
it's not even – obviously, you can have rider experience and stuff like that, but when it's 15 seconds and –
But the funny thing is that once again, there's the market saturated with Harleys, and you have two Indians, okay, in the big bagger. You had Garcia and O'Hara against 13 other Harleys. And you and then they're taking 1 and 3. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like,
yeah.
What is that Harley is where they're missing?
Yeah, so I think when they killed the dino was kind of like where they lost their identity a lot.
I will definitely agree with that. I don't know why they would ever get rid of their most popular model.
I mean, I like their new Sportster. It looks cool.
But it's not the dino. I mean, the dino had a cult following.
Even with me and Wheelies, a lot of people want the dinos, and they have to get the old dinos because there's no such thing anymore.
Yeah, I think they should bring the dino back. I don't think the soft tail was the way to go, but... I mean, hey, I'm not the one to handle their marketing or their, you know.
I mean, it was a younger man bike that I think was going usher in that new wave of. Because no matter what you say, Softail is just not, it's not a dyna. It's not that double coilover. To the point where Indian, actually, with their Chief, it's actually the double coilover rear suspension. It looks more like a dyna than anything that Harley is doing right now. Mm-hmm. And they're going after that market. I mean, I was just named it.
And they're getting it. If you want a new dyna, you got to go to Indian to get something close. I mean, but if you want a, you know, pre-owned one, then there you go. I mean, there's plenty out there, though. So,
to an extent. They flooded the market.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But what else? I mean, what else could it be? Anything?
I mean... I think, like I said earlier, I think they stuck too much to the whole, you know, heritage thing. Joe kind of thinks they should have stuck with that, so we're kind of going back and forth in a way. But at the same time, like, it's hard to know what they should have done to fix it.
Yeah, I think...
The only reason I want to know, is so that way we stay ahead of them.
Yeah, for sure. I think people these days are so into, like, you know, whatever someone else is doing, I'm going to do the opposite, right? Because they're so into, like, you know, being their own person, you know, everything so, you know, how it is nowadays, they want to make sure. So if they see all these people riding Harleys, they want to do something different.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to have the Me Too bike. You know, what are you riding a Harley? Oh, Me Too. No one
Let
wants
me guess,
that.
A black one?
Yeah. No one wants that. So I think that's part of, you know, generation we live in now just wants to do something different than everyone else.
And that's something that a lot of people come into any store that sells Indians that we have. They look at the Indians, they're like, okay, this is the blah, blah. A lot of it seems similar in a lot of ways, but at the same time, it's different. It's not the same as all their friends and everything, which some people want the exact same thing their friends have. Some people want something a little different.
We had a customer recently. He went and bought a Harley. He sold us back his Indian. And it was because, and we're like, we don't understand why you're doing this. He goes, well, I know it's a better bike. What happens if I'm over here in the middle of the world and it breaks down? I could go find a Harley dealership within 50 miles. I was like, so we're going to base our whole riding experience just off of that chance that it's going to break down. Well, okay. He goes, you wouldn't understand. I was like, you're going to tell me I don't understand? I've gone coast to coast more times than he'll ever do in his life. So it was just kind of funny. It's just like, so what is it? He goes, I think it was a fit-in thing where it's like all of his friends, honestly, were riding Harleys, and he went and got the most Me Too bike of the century right now, a Black Road Glide Special. But, I mean, it's a great bike, but it's not a Challenger. It's not a Chieftain.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
I think it's, I don't know. I want to say there is, going back to how we started this, have they lost their identity? The identity of trying to reshape themselves. For years, they were just the only one on the scene. Only American bike. They didn't have to put out a new street glide. They didn't have to put out redesign the fairings, which they haven't done in freaking years. Right? Same Batwing fairing, same Road Glide fairing, that Shark Nose fairing. The getting rid of the Dino was like the biggest thing they'd done in years. That was in 2017. Then they just dropped the Sportster this past year. So they redesigned that with that, I would say, a more hideous bike.
I like the sport. I don't.
The new Sportster?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I like it.
I think it's absolutely atrocious with those pipes.
I mean, the pipes are one of the easiest things on a bike to change. So I don't. Okay. I don't judge things how pipes look because I can change those.
Listen, but they're going after that new. But I think it's one of those things where it's like they still have that stigma to it, where there's still that I'm a Harley guy. I don't need a freaking change. You don't want my product? Then fine, go ahead. I mean, and I think that's kind of the sense in the town is that here we are, the new kids on the block. A couple years, we said 2 years, but I mean, we're still new kids on the block.
Yeah, we've only been there 2 years, and, you know, one of the things that we talked about before is at one point in time, I think we brought it up in a podcast, or we might have said it in a video or something, that we were selling at that specific time more Harleys than the Harley dealership, which isn't any mean thing to them. It was just like something that it was happening at the time, but they didn't have any Harleys to sell, and we did.
Yeah.
So, and ours were priced really well.
And
so
we're very grateful for all the success that we have had. You know, we're not like, you know, oh, we're, you know,
we're not the best.
We're not saying we're not grateful. We're definitely grateful for all the success and our customers and just the following we have, because I mean, without that, we wouldn't have a dealership.
I think what the big thing is that I would like to say we're actually humble in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that actually starts with top with boss. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's essentially, we don't care if we sell a Harley or of course we want to sell an Indian first, but if a customer comes in and wants an Indian or a Harley, we try to let them buy what they want to buy.
And when they're looking for a bike, if they say we want a new bike, we point them to Indian. But if they say we're looking at a bike, it's not like, oh, you don't want any of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We try to tell them all the differences.
It's a friendly competition. Yeah. They ask what the difference is. I mean, you know, I've been specifically instructed not to, if someone wants to come in for a Harley, cause we have to sell those too. Or if they come in for, when we have any use of the metric bikes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, if they come in, we don't downplay and knock the other brands. I mean, I might have joke here and there, but that's just because that's
even,
me.
Even at y'all's store here, we don't even have that many used Indians, you know, in stock. The used Indians that we do have, they're like brand new pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the used Indians you guys have, you know, they don't last long. So once you go to the pre-owned, it's all Harleys, and they're like, oh, well, so my options are between all these Harleys and then this one Indian. So it's kind of one of those things where it's harder for them to step into Indian. So then they might be looking at a Harley. It's just, it all depends on their price range, what they're looking at.
I think we're getting in the weeds. I think it comes down to the customer experience. Because I think, like Joe says, that we're very grateful for our customers. We're very grateful for our people. That's why we actually even started this podcast in a lot of ways, just to actually get another way to reach out to talk to these customers. Yeah. To say, hey, look, you know, might get more of a personal side to us just because we try to very much engage. I mean, my whole goal when I deal with the customer is to try to give them the best experience as possible and to actually place them on the bike that I think is appropriate to them. Where, and like I said in the beginning, a lot of customers coming to us are like, I'm sick of dealing with them. It's just that, I think it's that old school mentality of, we don't have to change because we're the only show in town. And they haven't caught up to the fact that,
part of me from hearing all this wants me to go down there and just see what it's like, but I know if I step foot in there, they're going to recognize me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of Harley stores all over, though. It's not, I mean, I don't think they're doing anything different than most Harley stores that aren't on the gas. I mean, I think that you hear these horror stories pretty much in every town from every Harley dealership. They're all following the same routine. Someone needs to, take someone else to, I think it's starts from Harley at the top.
Him goes that story that we just had this past weekend, right? Uh-oh. Did you hear the story?
If it's this past weekend, I'm sure I have not heard it yet.
So we had a customer who was shopping between us and the Harley dealership.
Okay.
They were bringing in a bike for them, and they said, don't worry about it. We actually just bought one instead. And we're like, where'd you buy one? They're like, at the Indian store down the road. And they're like, okay, click. Straight up, that
they hung up on him.
Just okay, click. That's it. Hung up. Nothing. So they're like, all right. Well, I guess that kind of
that's so stupid though, because you guys, even though you guys are competition in a way, when you have to buy parts, you have to buy parts from Harley.
Some proprietary stuff. So it's making my job tougher. I'm still going to get the parts.
Why would they not do that? Because that's business for them. They're saying no to business just because they don't want to.
Yeah, so if it was me, I would have said to the customer, hey, I understand, I get it, and I'm glad you bought a Harley. But, hey, remember, whenever you need service, I'm going to be your local Harley dealer. Why don't you make sure you bring it by me? Or, hey, you just bought the used Harley. Why don't you let me look it over and make sure everything is okay with it? Try to retain them. Try to get them back into my dealership for whatever reason. But they did decide to just hang up on them.
So now that customer, I think, is just going to be one of many that we've had that is like, thank you very much, and we'll just keep our business over here.
One of those horror stories. And that's one thing that I've seen with all the stores. You know, you're never going to have every single customer be happy. There's going to be one every now and then. But for all of our ratings for every single store has been really good for the most part, which is awesome compared to like some of the stores I've seen.
Once again,
rough. It's that customer experience.
It's that customer experience. I like to say we give a good one. But, yeah. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be completely inflated in my own mind like I normally am about everything mm-hmm. else. But,
well, we'll just leave it at that. We'll not get into that.
What are you trying to say here?
No, nothing.
Well, this has been this hasn't been one of like our normal episodes.
No, honestly, I hadn't used the board. It's been very serious.
No bad words. I think we'll have a good people will like this episode a lot more with no happy cussing. So
no happy cussing, no happy. There's been no stepping on. I think it's been one of our more put together episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
And for something that we don't want to make the Harley dealership any more mad than they already are. And I think we kind of accomplished kind of bringing up some of the issues that are going on without stepping over toes too much.
I mean, if you heard this episode, Joe,
yep.
If you heard this episode and you were on the other side, what would you take away?
I would take it as I need to do better. I would probably listen to it 3 times, take notes, and then go back to my people and be like, hey, this is what we need to do better to make sure that we can be the best in town. Yeah. I want to be the best. I want to make sure my people are getting the best experience. What do I need to do? And that's pretty much what I would do. But then again, hey, I don't run that store. I run mine.
In the end, we don't want to tell anybody that we're better at everything, anything, whatever.
No, we'll let our customers do that.
Yeah. I just want to, I want to make sure my people are giving the best experience. That would be the best. That would be what I would take away
from
it.
Trying to keep it down.
Keep what down?
Just controversy. I don't want to make a mistake.
I think I just breed controversy, honestly.
You know, one thing that I'm excited about is, like they got butt hurt over the video. I'm not going to stop making these videos with you. It's just stupid.
I need to figure out how to make more videos that are going to piss them off.
It's just little jokes. You got to, it's like one of those things where, you got to take the joke. If you're going to dish out the jokes all the time and stuff like that, when you walk in a Harley dealership, they're probably talking so much junk.
Well, I guess I've grown up as a motorcycle rider. I've ridden Victory and I've ridden Indian. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've always ridden with a sea of Harleys. So it's always been funny especially when I've been on an Indian, that whenever I've gone coast to coast, every gas station, they'll go through a sea of Harleys to get to an Indian. Okay. Like it's just a stranger, some person. They're like, oh my God, is that your motorbike? It's like, yeah, that's my motorbike. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Where do you ride your bike to? Do they say motobike?
It was this, that one was
Do you ride your bike to foreign countries? What are you doing?
It was, okay, this is actually outside
Vegas.
They're
jumping too.
They jump overseas. Where are you at?
I was outside Vegas. I was outside Vegas.
Vegas, that's where, really, really. Yes. Vegas are like moto bike in Vegas?
There was this bunch of hot girls. Okay?
No way, Jose.
There was a bunch of hot girls that came, that were going to Vegas for a thing. Me and my boy were outside and we were like, hey, and they were like, are those your motorbikes? It's like, yep, those definitely are motorbikes. So, and then they all flocked over to my bike and they left his Harley like flat. And he was like, that's just not fair. Same dude, his niece, okay, who was like 2 at the time, still went to my bike over his bike. It was just like, I've seen it. Mm. Why you?
I believe, okay, cool. It's your story, man. You live it.
I hate you.
You live your stories, man. I'll live my stories, and you live
yours. You have stories?
You have stories, but they're not motorbikes in Vegas. I know that.
Okay. Do you have any kind of bike stories?
Yeah, we'll get into more episodes, man.
I would love to hear one right now.
We got to wrap this one up.
We're just going to cut this one off. We're right here.
In the end, we want to say we hope everybody that enjoys motorbikes enjoys this podcast.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why it's the one thing that came to my mind. Okay.
It sounded really weird. I let it go. Motorbikes. And I'm glad Joe brought it right back up.
All right.
Cool. I was hoping to go through that one, but that's all of that. Anyways. So I think we're basically doing a bunch of stories and we're going to keep doing our videos. We're just going to keep on being us.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing. It's all about customer experience, having fun and riding with our friends.
But otherwise, this has been another episode of 1 Down 5 Up. And
we hope you enjoyed it.
I'm happy.
And I'm Kyle.
And I'm Joe. See you later.
See you guys later.
Bye.